But we're going to start this block hour with a conversation with the folks from the engine manufacturer CFM International. And on the line, we're talking to Jamie Jewell, who is the Director of Strategic Communications, and to Jeff Bowers, who is the program manager for the CFM56-2 engine, which has accomplished something that's never happened before. So good morning, Jamie and Jeff. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Good morning.
Well, great. Thanks for joining us on EAA Radio on what is, seriously, I wish you were here. It is a stunningly beautiful day in Oshkosh.
Not so bad here, but I bet it's more interesting in Oshkosh.
Well, there's probably a little more in the air than there would be, although maybe not in an Air Force base, right? So tell me what's recently been observed here about the 56-2 engine.
Well, recently we observed a milestone for the CFM56-2A engine. It achieved 19,655 hours on wing without a removal, which is, for military applications, a world record.
And what was the wing that it was removed from?
It was actually removed from a U.S. Navy E-6B aircraft.
And for those not familiar, what's the nature and the mission for that aircraft?
That aircraft is a command and control aircraft for strategic and non-missions within the Navy.
Okay. Got a couple of T-28s, I'm told. So 19,655 hours before its first removal. How does that compare to what's typical or what's average for either this engine or for engines in this class of airplane?
In this class of aircraft, we're looking at engines probably, from the CFM standpoint, we're in the 15,000 to 15,000 hour range. Competitors' engines are actually closer to the 1,000-hour mark.
You said 1,000, 1,000.
Yes.
Wow. That's a huge difference. So one of the notes that you guys provided said that this is equivalent to driving the same car for more than 500 years with nothing more than oil changes and new spark plugs. 500 years. The engine's 19,655 hours on wing equates to more than 6 million miles traveled. That's amazing. So clearly the engine wasn't necessarily designed to do this. What does it take in terms of regular maintenance and support to get this kind of reliability out of an engine on a military aircraft?
Well, like you somewhat alluded to, they go in and do the routine inspections, change the oil or change the filters, and the ongoing maintenance. It's been a pretty reliable engine for the Navy.
When was it first used on the E-6B?
This engine was delivered in 1989.
You mean this model or this particular engine?
This particular engine was installed in February of 89.
Wow. And the model itself started being used on the E-6B when?
In November of 88.
All right. So we're talking about a 21-year career.
21-year career. The other way to think of it as well are interesting. The crew that changed the engine was probably on average about 4 years old when the engine went on wing.
Now, what other applications do you find this engine being put to use?
This particular model is the 2A model is also used on the AWACS aircraft that's in service with the Royal Air Force of Britain and the French Air Force, as well as the Royal Saudi Air Force.
Any other domestic military uses?
Well, the B model, the CFM56-2B, is also used on the KC-135. Actually, the U.S. military is the largest CFM operator in the world right now.
Now, Jamie, how have you been using this information to sort of tell the story about the engine and about the company?
Well, you know, obviously interviews like this. We had a special celebration with the Navy before, a few weeks ago, and have it on our website, customer newsletters. Without sounding immodest, reliability is what CFM stakes its reputation on. So we're very pleased and honored and proud of what we've accomplished, but it's kind of what we do every day. CFM has a huge, we're actually the world's largest commercial aircraft engine supplier, in addition to having a huge military base. So Boeing 737s, Airbus A320s, all reliable engines. So it's just how we do business, and we're really pleased to have this partnership with the Navy, this reliability. And it was indeed a partnership. You know, without their maintenance, our engines couldn't have lasted this long. So kudos to the Navy and everything that they do.
So, Jeff, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
The design intent or the operational specification for this machine, for this engine, probably never says, and on a good day we'll get 19,000 hours. Given that the design of this engine has things in it that are way right, are more right than was intended, what lessons have you collectively learned about how to build reliability into a military application engine?
Well, certainly, this engine was designed and developed in the early 80s. And one of the advantages we have in the military application is learning from the commercial world. The military flies a lot fewer hours and cycles per year, and so in the commercial application, they're flying almost 10x what the military does. So they start to see issues before the military would ever see them. Very often, we will have problems identified and fixes in place before the military ever starts to see the problem. So we can actually start to institute some of those improvements, if you will, into the military fleet, like I say, before they would ever have an issue come up.
So you're saying that your experience in the commercial world translates directly into higher reliability for the military world?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, where is your design work done?
Design work is done primarily in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Are you, as a manufacturer, are you finding it possible to use offshore design talent in what you do, or are you keeping all that pretty close to home still?
It's Jamie. If I could just interject, one of the things your listeners don't know about CFM is that it's actually a 50-50 joint venture between GE here in the U.S. and Snecma, which is a French engine manufacturer, and they actually make for Rafale fighters and Mirage fighters, and they're pretty big in the military fighter business, as is General Electric. So we actually use both parent companies' resources to design this. So by its very nature, we do have offshore design built into the engine. It's taking the best of two world leaders and creating a really good product.
Now, was this design a product of that joint venture or from one of the originating partners?
It was actually a design of the joint venture, but the way that CFM works is that the core of this engine is actually based on the F-101 core. The core is the hot part, the middle part of the engine, the heart of the engine, and it was based on the F-101 core, so it was GE design technology. SACMA develops what's called the low-pressure system, which is the fan and the low-pressure turbine. So it's a combination of both.
And this must have something to do with the fact that you've got placements in aircraft belonging to customers all over the world.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, congratulations for the 19,655 hours on wing for the CFM56-2A engine. This has been a conversation with Jeff Bauer, who's the program manager on that engine, and Jamie Jewell with Strategic Communications at CFM International. Thanks to you both for spending time with us on EAA Radio this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Stuck Mike, and you're listening to EAA Radio.